ask narcotics.
Do you know who ingested?
No, sir. I think it was probably out of the district attorney's office out in on the West Coast, but I don't have a lot of the facts. I'm asking for a full report, but I want to give you the essence of what I have. Ask for the use of something called a KEL kit. A KEL kit is spelled K-E-L-K-I-T. It is a device which you place on the body of a willing cooperator, usually an undercover man or a person who is
consenting. I know all about that,
Okay. It's used, as you know, as a corroborative advice, and particularly in connection with informers. My inference, although I can't prove it, I don't have the facts. Now, my inference is that this is Bromley cooperating with the
District Department.
And that under our guidelines, as of August 9, 1965, this type of device has not been outlawed. It has continued to be used. This practice has continued to be followed by investigative agencies throughout the reach of the government because there are, it is considered an appropriate investigative technique where one of the parties, where the party consents to its use and is a cooperating witness. There are a number of Court of Appeals decisions which have upheld evidence on this, and it follows pretty much the same principle that you can use the device where a party on a telephone conversation consents to your using it.
Yeah, but the person you were using it on didn't consent and didn't know it.
But no, the court...
Stool Pigeon did.
That's right. And they follow, they say the difference is that you have the consent of one of the parties to the conversation. There is no trespass of property or person involved, and there is a living witness.
Why is narcotics getting into it? Why not?
Well, their principal operations, Mr. President, are through the use of undercover agents, and they use these to have very often this type of person doesn't have a very high credibility, and when his statements are challenged in court, this is used as the recording is used to corroborate.
Well, I want to get your position on the tax bill tomorrow. Would you lend me one, get one over here to come over and wire me up so that when you come in you can do it? Or when I go up to see John Williams, are you all in that business or just kind of on loan?
Now, this is, I am told, is a continuing practice.
I'd stop the practice of lending anything except your own purposes. I'd be goddamned if I'd come out and go to working with the constable of Reston, Virginia. I don't think there's any excuse for that, but you figured out it. I think it's bad enough to use it on your own goddamn people, but when you go to performing a service for everybody in town, If the damn thing was justified, then the FBI wouldn't touch it. I don't know why narcotics would.
The question, that is a real question. I don't think the reason the FBI wouldn't touch it is because they were holier than thou. I think the reason the FBI didn't provide it is there is a pattern of non-cooperation,